Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, last night didn't take so long. You know, I was preparing myself for a long night with the election in Wisconsin, and it was over just like that. Ted Cruz won it. It was really a surprise. I think it was a surprise that it wasn't closer than it was. But he took Wisconsin, and it was a very good night for Ted Cruz and not so good for Donald Trump. And not so good for Hillary Clinton. She lost big. Again. She just keeps losing and losing, but it doesn't seem to matter because she has all these delegates that are promised to her, and that seems to be staying solid. And I just kind of wonder, I'm going to throw some questions out to you today. And I've not done this, I don't think. I want to directly ask you about this election. Now, we have gone from 17 Republicans down to 3. Do you think Kasich should get out? Do you think it should be a brokered convention? Do you think you would be happy, whether you're a Kasich fan, a Cruz fan, or a Trump fan, or none of the above? There's a lot of those out there, yet. Some of us are not sure what we're up to. Or do you think you would be happy if they picked somebody totally out of the blue? And I'm thinking how unfair that is to any of them that have run. Any of them. All the money, not to mention you that have given money to whatever candidate it is. I haven't given any because I don't have any money. And do you think Hillary Clinton's going to get indicted? I think the FBI is going to recommend it. And I think the Department of Justice is going to say no. And then I'm hoping that you and I, the American people, will cause a ruckus. Burn up the phone lines in D.C. I don't know if it'll do any good or not, but I'll guarantee you, I think that what's going on here, the Trump phenomena, the Trump train, the Cruz train, the everybody that was not an established GOP, people are turning to them because they're angry at what took place after we gave them the majority, because they keep voting the opposite way of the people. So Cruz had a good night, and it's changed the atmosphere a bit. And he, for the first time now, he's ahead in the Reuters poll, the Reuters national poll. Now, these polls, I'm not sure how much good they are. They did predict. I don't know if all of them did or not, but the majority of them did predict that he would win in Wisconsin. And they usually predict, and they're predicting right now, that Clinton and Trump will win in Pennsylvania. And I don't know about Clinton in New York. I think they expect her to win that. You know, that just amazes me that anybody would vote for her. So if you're a Hillary fan out there, I want to hear from you. I want to understand why. Because she's really done nothing for anybody. She's really done nothing. So Cruz had a good night, and now he's ahead for the very first time in the Reuters poll, national Reuters poll. They've got Cruz at 39 and Trump at 37. So he's 2 points ahead, and Kasich at 23. So the question today is, should Kasich drop out? Will Hillary be indicted? What's your thoughts on that? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, they called it real early last night. They called it really early for Sanders. They called it really early for Cruz. It was a big win for both of them. In Wisconsin last night, it was a little disappointed. I watched some of Cruz's a celebratory speech, and it was as you would expect it to be. And a lot of the you know, the talking heads. A lot of them said, well, that's the best speech he's ever given. Well, it was the highest he's ever been. You know, when you're on a high, you give a pretty good speech. Trump didn't give a speech. He just sent a note out, which I was kind of disappointed in that. I wanted to hear him say something. But he sent a note out. And, of course, a lot of money was spent against Trump on both sides. There was a lot of money that goes down. And he's calling Cruz the Trojan horse. He doesn't think Cruz is really going to do or be what he says he's going to do or be. Well, I haven't seen any politician yet that's done and been what they were going to do. Now, okay, I generalize that. I know you get upset with me for that. There are a few. And they claim that Cruz has. In Texas, they claim that he's done everything. I know that he's been a fighter. I know we've seen him filibuster. I know we've seen him go on and on, just as we did Rand Paul. But whoever gets in the White House is still going to have to deal with this Congress, whether it's a GOP majority or a Democrat majority. And just to go back to Charlie Reese, if they truly wanted to get things made right, then it would happen. They keep making promises. They keep saying, we're sorry. They don't really say sorry. But when they went elected, they keep making promises. And just like the battered wife syndrome, we keep taking them back and voting them in again. And I think the battered wife America has just about had enough of them. And if the GOP does this, now they say they're not going to, but then there seems to be talk behind doors that says, yes, they are. And Kasich's counting on it. He's promising it, and he will not drop out. But Tucker Carlson, and I like Tucker, I really do, I like Tucker. He said he thought the statement was a little bit crazy that Trump came out with, calling Cruz a Trojan horse. He said it didn't sound, his statement that he sent out, and I only saw Hannity read it. I didn't see anybody else read it. I just saw Hannity read it. And he read it pretty quick. He read it real fast. But Tucker said it didn't really sound like somebody who wanted to win. It almost sounded like somebody who wanted to give up. Well, you could read anything into a writing that you want to. I think he's recognizing he's not a politician. He's a businessman. And he's made a lot of mistakes here in the politics with his tweeting and his retweeting and some of the other things that he's done and said. That seems to be the appeal with many people in the United States. Apparently not the women. I have a little different view on that. I don't appreciate what he does or says either, don't get me wrong. But I'm recognizing it for what it is. But Tucker Carlson didn't think that Trump sounded like somebody that was intending to win. And that's curious to me. You know, I wished I could just pick up the phone and ask Donald Trump or ask Ted Cruz, what about this? What about that? This stuff is going around. I don't care about your wives. I don't care about these other things. I want to know about this, and I want to know about that. Are you sincere? Are you really, truly going? And then you read their body language and their eyes. And if they can't look you in the eye, of course, some people are really good liars and can do that. But if they can't look you in the eye, watch the body language and see what happens. Don't you just wish you could sit down and ask them about this and about that that's been a curiosity to you? You don't want to believe some things that come out about either one of them, and you want to believe that they're going to do what they say. Oh, those politicians, they have sneaky ways. We're going into a break. Will Hillary be indicted? And what do you think? Should Kasich drop out? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm talking about the morning after Wisconsin. There always has to be a morning after. And it was a good night for Ted Cruz, not so good for Trump. I don't think it was a surprise. They seemed to be predicting it before. I think it was a surprise it wasn't closer than it was. And I don't remember what the final numbers were. But they called it real early, so it wasn't a late, late night. We didn't have to sit and wait and wait and wait to find out what happened. They called it early for Ted. They called it early for Sanders. And don't you find that interesting that we have somebody that calls himself a socialist, another word for communist, is running on the Democrat Party and winning? Well, I think that what's going on in the Democrat Party, just like I shared with Dave Workman yesterday, is the same thing's going on in the Republican Party. I think the American people are fed up. So they're going after whoever's not considered, you know, the career, although Sanders is a career politician. They're going after somebody else. Now, Hillary's got some true blue people no matter what. I mean, if she was in her orange jumpsuit in prison, they'd still be voting for her for president. The same thing with Trump. You know, he made comment, it doesn't even matter what I do or say, I could probably kill somebody and they'd still vote for me. And then that got taken all out of context. He was just making, you know, we're such a sensitive people anymore. And speaking of that, I never in a million years would dream that somebody would think that I was Muslim. I posted a poster on Facebook this week and had somebody attack me, called me a clown for asking, I also have it on Facebook, for help with the show financially, just, you know, for donations. How could I possibly do that, and what makes me any different than the rest of the clowns, she said. Well, what I posted, and I'm going to read it to you. Perhaps I should have put something with it stating that this is just an observation, not an acclamation. And I ended up having to block this person. And I don't do that unless I really feel like it's necessary. But this is what the poster says. And it is. It's promoting Islam. But with what's going on with Gitmo, and I would assume everyone knows they're about to let more prisoners out. It's no secret that that's what President Obama wants to do. He wants to get all the prisoners out. They're freeing them. They're not just moving them. They're freeing some more of them. So this says, freeing the prisoners is one of the greatest compulsory deeds, and spending ransom money and other means towards that is one of the greatest ways to come close to Allah. And I can't pronounce who's written this. It's IBNTAYMIYYAH. And it has invite2islam.org. This is from them. And somebody had it flying around Facebook or flying around Twitter. I don't remember where I grabbed it. And I thought, oh my gosh. Look what they are talking about. Freeing the prisoners. Yep, check. We've done that. Check, check. We're spending the money. Check, check. We're giving them money. Check, check. I had ever dream that somebody would think I was Muslim and was promoting this behavior rather than pointing a finger at the behavior and what it might allude to. You got to be careful. I had a supervisor one time when I did work in the medical field, and she said, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So I guess I should not assume that everyone knows where Beth Ann is, and I should have prefaced it. And I did thereafter. I did preface it with, this is not my conviction. This is what I am just pointing to as just look at what's going on and what this says. Now, how would you like to get another Clinton into the political arena? I have a short little article here where Chelsea says I may run for office someday. Now, I have been telling you for a long time that what the problem is we have career politicians. So they're after their careers. They're boosting their careers. They're filling their pockets. They're making their self-worth more and more and more. Financial self-worth. They don't care about their personal self-worth, a lot of them. As far as their character, I mean. They are D.C. occupiers. They are occupying offices and they're cutting deals. Well, this is the first. I want you to hear the wording of this. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton hints there may come a day when she runs for public office, a family business she's been quizzed about for as long as I can remember. And those are her words. A family business. Being a public servant, an elected official, is not supposed to be a family business. So what Hillary's running for, I guess, is to get the head CEO position of the family business. And it doesn't matter how you get there. It doesn't matter who you kick around. It doesn't matter who you allow to be murdered and tortured and it doesn't matter who you give money and allegiance to or who you take money and allegiance from. As long as you climb up that ladder and put more money in your pocket and more power in your hands, Now, like I said, if you're a Hillary supporter, I want to know why. Those who love Hillary think this email mess is just a trumped up, and I don't like using the trumped up word because of Mr. Trump, but I'm not referring to him. It's something that's made up, you know, that right-wing conspiracy by the right Republicans, the right side that are supposed to be right. There's too much going on to think that that's what it is. She lost emails. She put them on a server. She knew where that server was. It was laughed about it being in a closet in Colorado. Now, she did one of two things. She was either completely and totally neglectful, or she was hiding things purposely. Either one of those makes her unfit to be the commander-in-chief, to be the president of the United States. I don't care if she would be the first female. Just because you got the first female doesn't mean you got the one that needs to be the first female. She did one of two things. She either did not take the job seriously, or she was hiding something. And either one of those scenarios makes her unfit to lead the family business. Doesn't that sound like mob? The family business. You should be insulted. The family business of politics? She goes on in this article. I'm going to quote her, so I'm going to read it. I also think that I'm really lucky to support and feel like I am represented and that my values are well represented by the people I would vote for. Like, I really like my city councilman in New York. That really sounds like a mature woman. She's 36 years old. Like, I really like my city councilman in New York. I really like my public advocate. I like my mayor. I like my congressman. I like my senators. I love my president. I think if there were to change, like if I didn't like whomever were to succeed my councilwoman or my public advocate, then I would have to think, you know, could I make a real difference here, or is this something that I should do? This is Chelsea Clinton telling you that, like if I didn't like somebody, like later, that like maybe I would run. Like maybe. Like. Love the president. Family business. She wants to run the family business. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Kasich, should he drop out? Hillary, will she be indicted? And oh my goodness, will we have to contend with Chelsea one day? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Martha, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I've been talking about the morning after Wisconsin, and I've been sharing some things with you. And I've been asking the question, should Kasich drop out? What is your opinion? Maybe you're a Kasich fan. You think, no way, we're going to broker this convention, and he's promising it. And what about Trump and Cruz? If they have the broker convention, you know, I need to get, somebody gave me a phone number and I haven't called this person yet. We need to talk about what that means. I think it means a little political battle. But one of the wisest things that could happen would be the two that are front runners that have been arguing and bickering and picking and stabbing and, you know, doing everything but taking a literal duel at one another. They may have to bury that hatchet and come together. I would love to see that. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't think Cruz can be the forgiving one. I think Trump can. And I say that because I think he's only doing this stuff because he thinks that's politics. Now, I could be wrong. but I would like to see them come together if that happens. I would like to see them come together anyway. And I think it's too late. I think they've gone too deep with the wounds. They need a mediator. Maybe they need a mom to come in there and straighten them out. I'll volunteer. All right, boys. Sit in the corner. Read the love chapter. Kiss and make up. Well, Kasich's got to go. That's what Jonah Goldberg has written. He's with Newsmax. And by the way, I refuse. I just absolutely refuse to watch Megyn Kelly anymore. And not just because of her fight with Trump, but that's all she talks about. That's all she talks about. She only gets people that hate Trump on her show now. So I just keep turning her off, and I'm not going to turn her on. So last night I thought, I really need to watch this. So I went to NewsmaxTV.com, and I was delighted. They covered both. One of them's a Trump guy. One of them's a Cruz guy. Another guy they had on was a Democrat, and he was talking about Sanders and Clinton. And I thought it was fair. I thought it was good, and I let them know. That's the first time I really sat and watched Newsmax TV. Now, I use their articles. I don't always agree with everything, but I use their articles a lot here on the air. So I'm just going to put a little plug out. If you're on the Internet and you want to turn off Megyn Kelly or somebody else, maybe you don't like O'Reilly, maybe you don't like Hannity, I don't care. Or if you just want to watch something else, I recommend NewsmaxTV.com. I think you'll be surprised. Now, I only saw the one where they were handling last night's, comeback with the Wisconsin election primary. So, I guess maybe it wasn't a fair, and then I kind of turned it off and I watched Hannity. So, I think I'll be going more and more and more to NewsmaxTV.com. And I recommend them. Well, this guy's saying that Kasich needs to drop out. And he goes back to some skit that was done on Saturday Night Live, the thing that wouldn't leave. I guess it was some kind of spoof on a horror movie or something. The thing that wouldn't leave. And Kasich's kind of like that. He's just not going to go. And he's doing his. Of course, Cruz really wants him out, and Trump says he needs to leave. Both of them think that he's taken their votes. And he gets on and he talks about how they're whining and complaining like little kids. And I think, well, you're acting like you're going to win this, and you haven't won anything yet. Well, yes, that's true. He won Ohio. He should have won Ohio. But anyway, I think he should drop out. But it is politics, and he spent a lot of money, too. So, but is it about yourself, or is it about the people? And I think these three have made it about themselves right now instead of about the people. And that concerns me. We know Clinton's always about herself. Sanders, I believe, is on it. I know. I believe he's sincere. I believe he believes everything he's saying is right. And he's ignoring history of socialism. He thinks you can interweave socialism in what we have today. And he's wrong. He's wrong. You cannot. Well, Ann Coulter, you know I like Ann, but she gets a little bit rough-spoken, a little vulgar sometimes for my taste. But I do like her. I think she really is good at pointing out things that maybe we didn't see. And she did, and I'm not going to quote her because she said some things that I wouldn't say on the air. But she's alluding to the Republican Party, and she's calling them a name that has to do with not being man up and being a little girly. And it's that P word that the colonel used and got kicked off of Fox for a couple of weeks when he called President Obama the P word. But I agree with her to a point. I don't know that they're really doing that because they can't man up, or if they're really doing it, not voting the way the people want them to vote, not taking a stand like the people want them to take a stand because it suits their careers better, the family business better. It makes them richer. It suits their purpose, not the people. So I'm not sure that it's because they're afraid or they don't want to man up so much as they're going to do whatever it takes for their careers. So maybe I'm a little harder on them than she is. She may be calling them names that are unladylike, but I think it's worse than that. I think it's much, much worse than that. We have a caller from Missouri. I'm trying to figure out here. We got Buckley. Buckley from Missouri. Buckley, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
What's on your mind?
Can we call it Free for All Wednesday?
Well, I'd rather not, but what's on your mind? I'm going to give you a little liberties. I own the place, so I guess I can do that.
I called yesterday to talk about Richard Mack, and you had a guest on, and I understand didn't really have time to get into that. But anyway, you said your screener or whatever the guy is. Said,
yeah, I told him I didn't want to talk about it yesterday. Go ahead and say what you need to say.
Why don't you call back on Free for All Friday?
So. This is not Free for All Friday, so you didn't obey.
No, I didn't.
What is that? What is on your mind? Let's cut to the chase. What's on your mind?
Here we go. Well, Sheriff Richard Mack and the organizers of CSPOA are now, along with Stuart Rhodes, are now behind the NLA. And I called you a couple weeks ago briefly, and you said you thought you'd heard about the NLA or the National Liberty Alliance.
Okay.
Not sure if you have or not, but anyway, it's a group that's sweeping the nation. And what we're trying to do is get the, all the sheriffs on board. And, because they are the final line of defense that we have.
Yes, they are.
And I'd just like for you and your listeners to maybe check into the National Liberty Alliance.
Okay, I will try to do that.
And consider joining.
I cannot pay another membership, I will tell you that right now. That's all I can do to keep my show on the air.
No, there's no charge whatsoever to join.
Okay. All right.
No charge, yeah.
Well, we're going into a break. I'm going to have to cut you short, and I'm going to announce it. It's the National Liberty Alliance. Look it up.
.org,
okay. So we don't have to look it up. All we got to do is type it in. All right. Thank you very much, Buckley. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
We're going into.
You're
welcome. We're going into a break. I want to talk a little bit about what would happen with a brokered convention and the GOP and something that Huckabee has said as well. 877-895-5410. The number today, the question today is, should Kasich drop out? Will Hillary be indicted? You know, we're going into the final break. Don't wait till the last 30 seconds to give me a call. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
PJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I want to go on. Ann Coulter has been a strong advocate for Donald Trump. But even Ann Coulter says constantly defending him on Twitter is like constantly going and bailing out a 16-year-old out of jail. She's not very happy with some of the things he's done with his tweets and his retweets. And so even Ann Coulter is kind of getting fed up with him, and he better behave himself because she's one of his strongest advocates. Now, Buckley was talking about people that are getting serious joining a National Liberty Alliance, and you can go to that by just typing it out, nationallibertyalliance.org, and check it out. If you don't have a computer at home, I know that your local library does, and you can go do that there. Or I'm certain that you have children or grandchildren that have a computer or laptop or a tablet, and they can do the same thing there. Well, will we have a brokered convention? Will the GOP pull a fast one? They say no, they're not going to, but they won't promise. They won't promise. Priebus said, and I don't trust him. I just do not trust him. He wouldn't say it would be true Cruz or Trump. He said it'll be one of those that is still running. Maybe that's the reason Kasich will not drop out. Maybe they're doing some wheeling and dealing. And if that's the case, that's when Trump and Cruz need to start forgiving one another for their transgressions and start standing together for liberty in the United States of America, if that's what's important to them. I don't care about the GOP. I care about your votes. I care about your voice. Now, Huckabee says, should the GOP decide to start changing its platform and make it a little softer towards gay marriage, it's going to be disastrous. It says here that a report that Republicans may tweak their party platform to be more tolerant of same-sex marriage is a bad idea that would be disastrous for the GOP, and this is coming from the former governor, Mike Huckabee, and he was on NewsmaxTV.com. I'm going to have someone on the air next week. His name is Michael Berger, and he represents, he is the chairman of the Modern Whig Party. What would you do? I know we're out of time. If the GOP really turns to be more Democrat, you know, the ones that boo God at the convention, the ones that refuse to stand up for the First Amendment for Christians, if they decide to look more like the Democrat Party, you know, that's one reason that Trump should be appealing to them, because he's pulling in these voters that are coming from the other side. He's pulling in voters that have not been voting because they're so angry. They've got more people coming out now than they've ever had. But that's not what they want. Don't you see? Stand back and look. That's not what they want. They want to bolster their careers as politicians, the family business. He says it'll be disastrous if the party makes a substantial change on issues like life or marriage. It will be disastrous because whatever they think they gain, they're wrong. What they will lose is an absolute. I think a flood tide of people will just give up on the GOP and say they're not any different than the Democrats. And I would say that's when somebody like a Modern Whig Party can come in the back door and say, look at us. We're here for the people. So we're going to talk to them next week, and we're going to see what it is exactly that they have to offer the American people. What is unfortunate, he says, is the Human Rights Council has been very, very effective in their lobbying to make it that if you're trying to protect the religious liberty of people so that they have the ability to follow their conscience as it relates to biblical marriage or attitude toward what that means, then they're haters. They're homophobic. And they're against you. They're against you. So Huckabee's saying if the GOP tries to change their platform and soften it on those two issues, it's going to be disastrous. They will no longer be, and I don't think they are now. Just because that's what their platform says doesn't mean that's the way these people are voting. I think it might be an eye-opener for the American people. Hey, this guy that's beating me, he's not going to change. He's just not going to change. I need to walk away. I need to find shelter. I need to find someone who's going to represent me and take care of me and represent my values. Would it be something like the Modern Whig Party? I think it's going to be interesting. We're going to talk to him. Yesterday we talked about the Second Amendment with Dave Workman, with the Citizens for Carry, for the Right to Carry, the CCKRBA, RBKB, RKB, it's hard to say it. I really respect what they're doing. They've been at it a long time. But I have an article here from Bob Unruh, which is coming from World Net Daily, where the atheists have lost a case, but they're still demanding the demolition of a World War I memorial, and it's a cross. It's a cross that stands. And not only are they, the atheists, after it, so is CAIR, CAIR, C-A-I-R, which is the Council on American Islamic Relations. They want it torn down. You are not allowed to show your faith here in the United States of America, where the First Amendment guarantees you that right. And we're supposed to bend and cower to the Islamic State, the Islamic Church, the Muslims, who Sharia law demeans women, believes in rape, beheads you, burns you alive, kills you if you don't believe their way. Yeah, that's tolerance for you. You want to see the war on women? You just keep it up, Hillary. You just keep it up. She might be the first one to lose her head. You know, we've got to stand together, America. We're not going to agree on everything. We're just not. But certainly, you and I agree on liberty. Certainly, we believe in family. Certainly, we believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Certainly, we can come together and bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.